Begin the current daf, the sentence even daf ayin ches, begin the mid-bays, begin the taste the master, begins with the gemara, chokok lahashlam b'kaisel. If it carved out to complete the dimensions of the width of the ladder in the wall, that says the gemara b'kama, how much of the height of that is required? So can we explain that how could you complete the carving out of the wall complete the width, and that the ladder has to be placed on an angle, which Rav Yisrael had the following question. Do you say that the carving out of the wall could complete the width of the rungs of the ladder? Tais explains, well, how does this happen? So Tais says, Kagon Shakosel Av, we're talking about where the wall is thick, and sticking out from the side of the ladder. In other words, the ladder is placed on the wall, and the side of the wall is thicker, so that the carving out of the thickness of the wall supplements the length of the rungs. Or the ladder is placed on the end of the wall in a corner. In other words, by the southeast corner, where if the ladder is placed on the southern wall, so that on the side of the eastern wall, where you're carving out and you're completing the length of the rungs. Tais explains, we're talking about a slanty wall. And so someone's going on the ladder is not going straight up, rather on a slant, which that's the way to go up. And it has to be that way because Tais said the Haravisim Islay, he of the Pinon Amid Aleph, the Sulam Zakav in Mamayid, that a straight up ladder does not minimize the dimensions. The Be'in the Shlesh Essay Mashal, he's the opinion requires 13 and a little bit so that you get to the top of the wall within 9 Fachim, which are tefach from the top of the wall, and that's not sufficient with 9 Fachim, obviously because he has to be at his lid. And Rav Yisrael Gabayla, Rav Yisrael asked the question of Chakag Lahashlam. So obviously, like Tais says, it has to be on the diagonal. The next says the matzah begins with the Gemara. Amalei said to him ba'asara. For a height of 10 fachim, Shaisi will explain what does it mean ba'asara? And then some machlikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbah says that the carving out of the width of the rungs has to be for a height of 10 fachim. The first part, Kuntras Rashi explains, adasara yashlimena, that up until 10 fachim, you'll complete it through the carvings out for a width of 4 fachim. Avagav the Gevaya Kessel Tuva, even though the wall's much higher, less low, but we're not bothered by that. Not Makashla Purushay, but Taisa is difficult because the Holy Mistalikle. What do you mean? You can't get up to the top of the wall, given that kind of Gevaya Kaisel Tuva, since the height of the wall keeps on going up from where it's carved out. So then you don't have the width above 10 Tvachim, which is to get to the top of the wall. Basically, what you could say is, you're right, although it's not carved out up until 10 Tvachim, you don't have to be concerned. And that is the case, but as long as the ladder goes to the top of the wall, which it does. So, as Rashi explained, even though it's really only technicality, halachically, that you need it to be a Pesach, which is for a width of 4 Tvachim, that you only need for 10 Tvachim, but to get to the top, you actually could get, because the ladder continues going, even though it's narrow over there. But Rabbeinu Tam of Rashi explains differently. He says, no, Ba'asara, what does the Gemara mean, 10 Tvachim? It doesn't mean that for a height of the ladder from the ground. Rather, Heinishli Sharmina Sulamad Resha Kristal. So I mean to say that you shouldn't have leftover from the ladder of the top to the wall that you won't have 10 Tvachim, and therefore you won't have a mechitza from the end of this wide, 4 Tvachim wide ladder, that's sufficient to go ahead and minimize the wall. Next is Matzah, begin with the Gemara Asherim, an Asherah tree, but the Zerah tree, Pluk to Rebid Rabban, and Machlik Rebid Rabban. So to explain, it's actually the sugyas disagree regarding what's machleik Rebid Rabban. Because Nachman Yitzchak is explaining that machleik is regarding putting an eruv in the grave is the same machleik as we have over here regarding acquiring by the Asherah tree in Isameitz Asibhanah. Says Taisa, less later Rav Nachman Yitzchak obviously does not hold of sugyas the parak called ma'ar and avlam and avlam and avlam. Because Mashmah Asim sounds like a bedeed l'kul yamah selikness vayz b'zura no no ever agreed that it's forbidden to go out and acquire a house in Isra no. And here he's saying that is exactly what they're disagreeing about. There, the Gemara explains that no, that when the greed is forbidden, like is regarding a different element. So therefore, obviously, he disagrees with that sugya, and he says no, that this is what they actually disagree about. Continuing the next phase of Masla begins with the Gemara fully molly kasha molly tavan, even if it's filled with straw and stubble, which Tais can explain that we're talking about the type that can be moved on Shabbos. Because Mishnah said that if you have a ditch that's filled with kasha or tavan, it separates between the two courtyards. So Tais explains, obviously, the kashva tevin had told him Shabbos, we're talking about the version of straw that can be moved on Shabbos, which is not mukta, and therefore, it's not nullifying the mechitza through them. But like Ahidalel, and not like Richard the Gemara said, Navain Zamanal, Pagachet, Minibet Tevin, if you have unripe fig that was buried inside the straw, that there we're talking about that it was set aside for making bricks, which is mukta, cannot be moved. And therefore, has that halacha but that of problems of muktzah. And it says Taisa the Raya that we're talking about that it could be moved over here is because the Amabigamakas the Gemara says the Fila Ari the Kibbutz Batal Inish. That the Gemara backs this up by saying, because even the person nullifies. And for sure, what the Gemara is trying to say is straw or stubble. Obviously, we're talking about that the type over here is the one that usually would be moved. Because if it's not, then what's in between it and the purse? They're both muktz. So obviously, we're talking about the type that's usually moved. Now, it says places, if you're going to say, but we say, I feel the parism about machitzas. We say elsewhere that even produce nullifies wool. For sure, kasher or tevin. As Tayyip says, the minimum sack of the Shabbos prayer, but save a zark, the Gemara at the end of the prayer is like the Kuf Melal, for certain sack of the Shabbos. Burbishas Ram, Omekas, Sovi Racham Dav. You have a pit that's 10 tvachim deep, 4 tvachim wide. Molly Maim is Zark Lotech. You fill it with water and you throw something inside of it. Chayyip Michayyip, because look at the Rishas Ayachet. But Molly Paris, Zark Lotech, you fill it with produce and you throw something inside. Potim in the pot, my time, what's the reason? Maya Lem Avad Machitza, water does not nullify the walls. Paris Mabad Machitza, produce nullifies the walls. So for sure, it should be with Kash and Tevin. So why are we saying even in full cash tevin, it's not going to nullify the charitz, the ditch? But I'm going to read the reset like this. Because dimidei raisa bat mevatli. Truth is, biblically, for sure, everything nullifies the walls, even something that can be moved on Shabbos. It's just that the chacham were machmer regarding something that can be moved, that it should not be mevatli. Aval le'erev, but regarding the laws of Eved Rabbanu, which are rabbinic, yishal chalik, be nitl, shay nitl, that we are going to differentiate between what can be moved or cannot move. And therefore we're saying that, since we're talking about the type of store that can be moved, it's not going to be mevatli, the mechitzis, of the charetz. Now, however, it says Tais kasha, but it is a little difficult because the Midamila Bisamik Labaish Malo, the Gemara shortly compares this case and then asks it as a contradiction to a house that was filled up with different things. The Havala Inin oil, the right, so that's regarding the laws of Tom of oil, which is biblical. Sounds like that we're comparing it to biblical law. Maida oil, more of that of the halach of oil regarding Tumma, which sounds like the parents are not Mavatl. Nami Tiksha Hid Shabbos, that should also be difficult on that halach of Shabbos, which sounds like that we brought from the Sefer Shabbos, the Paris Armavatl, and therefore it is a little bit difficult how to be able to resolve this understanding. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, Bechain Shteikas is to rise, also two porches, etc. Tinnik can explain, if we're talking about that you put this board between the two porches. The Mishnah said that if two porches, what's called Zukenegetsu, one opposite the other, if they want to, they could join the Erev together, because it's considered Pesach with that board. Pesach, he says, we're talking about when you place a board that's 4 tefachim wide from one porch to another one, it's like an opening. It's a wonder. Because if it's like Rashi said that these two porches are being connected with a board that's 4 tefachim wide, how could the Gemara say in the Gemara, oh, like the wording of the Mishnah, which is zu kenegedzu in, only if the two porches are one opposite the other, then you could be joined together. Zu shel kenegedzu lo, but if they're not one directly opposite the other one, then not. Why? It says Taisa chilu mifugetuba, even if they're very far away, lishter al din nesadal, they should be permitted through the board that's four tefachim. Why double al like the Gemara previously said in the previous daf on the vines iron bays regarding a wall that's between two courtyards, and you have a ladder on either side, even if it's zesh le kenegedzu. Because the Chiyava Kaisel Dog said, when you have a wall that's 4 tefachim wide, I feel a mythical tube, even very far away, you can walk on that wall. See, or else you can walk on the board, so who cares if it's far, even Zesh Likenegezer should still have this halacha of connecting them. So, Mephashim Bantam, actually, Bantam explains, the Loi Ari, but Nice Nesim, is Ulazu, not like Rashi. We're not talking about where you place the board from one porch to another one. And Vedin Charitz, Nice Leguzers to Rice. And the halachas that we have regarding the ditch we give regarding that of the porches. Because the courtyards that's between the porches are the same thing like the ground of the ditches, which the Tana, the Mishnah, is comparing the two of them. The Im Yesh Mizula Zudal, where if you have between the two areas, the two porches, Fort Falchim, Marvin Shnein, the Im of Arma Echad, that's what I'm saying. You could only make two separate Erev, and you cannot make them one Erev. Come like a ritz, like a ditch, because it's separated. Of the Pach is Medabba, but less than Port Tvachim. Rogan lives same as Ulzun, and it's normal to jump from one to the other, from one porch to another one. Come like a ritz, like the ditch. Because I'm a seven chub, like a seven chub, like a seven chub, like a seven chub, like by the pond of water, the Echad will have our Bach Tvachim, when it's not Port Tvachim wide. If it's possible, people jump over it. So then you can make two separate Erevin. But the Ratz of the one, the Marvin Echad, they can make one Erev together. Even if it's three Tvachim away, as long as one opposite the other. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But that's what the Gemara is making the inference. But when you have one not opposite the other one, and again, there's no border according to the name Marvin Echad, then you cannot make one Erev together. When you're more than three Tvachim away from the other one, like the Gemara explains. Now, Taisus has one more addition over here in the brackets, that seemingly from the words in the Mishnah, Sounds like Rashi. The Mishnah said, the case of the Charitz, that you place a board that's 4 tefachim wide, and it also says two porches, one opposite the other, you make two erevin. If they want to, they can make one. Less than that, then you can make only two erevin, and you cannot make one. Now, seemingly, less than that is going on the board. So if you say that the porches don't need a board, so the Tana should have first finished up the statement of the less than that, which is going on the board, for the halacha of the ditch, and then said the halacha of the porches. Obviously, it sounds like that it's actually going on the porch, and the porch also have a board like Rashi. And that says, Tais no pachas mekan the kamas neitin. When it says less than this, that the Mishnah says, you're right, chayz of a kayanas is going back on the board that's regarding the ditch, even though it interrupts in the middle with the porches. But you're right, that halacha is not going back on the porch, because the porch, according to Rabbi Tam, is not talking about this, it's a board of Dalat Zvach. Next says, the master begins with the Gemara about Tanamba. We learn the Mishnah Baishim, although it's having its survivors a bit, but if you have a house that's filled with straw or with rocks, with pebbles, and you nullify the bottle, it's going to be bottle. Ah, you see, you need a bitl. Tasek clarifies, verifies the gears of the Gemara in the words of this Mishnah. Because Tasek says, Kachi gears is b'chol asfam, like we have in our Gemara. This is the gears, so this is the text of all the different Gemaras. Achim Pereshat, Sotra Ben Chananel explains the way we have in our Gemara. But the Riyam, the Riyam says, actually, Dahi Mishnah Mesetz Alis. This is actually a quote from Mishnah Mesetz Alis in the 15th parak. The ain't comes from Shem Tevin. It doesn't say anything, the word over there, as our Gemara brings it regarding straw. It says earth or pebbles. And also, but the girls, Nami Hasim, it also doesn't have the gears over there, ubit le bottle, if you nullify it's going to be bottle. And actually, Vahachi Yes Hasim, this is the gears that it's brought over there. Bye, Shem Alofa, it's right, it's if you have a household with earth or pebbles and you nullify it, Vahain Krishal Tvu, and also you have a pile of grain, like Gali Shal Tsrairis, or you have a pile of pebbles. I feel like Gali Shalachin, even as a pile as Achen. Now, I feel Tum Mitzad Kalim. And even if there's tumah on the side of the vessel, in other words, that the tumah is in the pile, and the kelim are near the tumah that's in the pile, even though it's not touching the thing of the tumah, but tumah b'kaz v'ayelah, the tumah shoots forth and goes up. Tumah b'kaz v'ayelah is the tumah shoots forth and goes down, like the halach of tumah ritzutza, where it's totally stuffed up, so it doesn't go to the sides. And therefore, the vessels that are on the side are not going to become tumah, even though the pile is over both of them, the tumah and the vessels. Now, b'ashas m'vi b'kaitze. But our Gemara is bringing this Mishnah abridged, and they're bringing different words in how it says it over there. But in Derech Hashas become the Kemis and says Taisus, this is how the Gemara does this. In many places it does this. Now, more of it says Taisus. The Ein Lamed, don't say that actually the Hach, the Maisi, as you continue to Ayin Testament up, the Braisa, that wait a second, maybe it's not an abridged Mishnah. Maybe this is a Braisa. Because says Taisus, no. Says the Re, the Ein Lamed, Braisa, because we're not going to bring a Braisa, Kimish Yachal, they have a Mishnah, because they bring a Mishnah, which says the same idea. Obviously, it's that Mishnah, just abridged. So then Taisi clarifies and he says, Umasha comment the this is the first pick and the Balamid out. Tevin they know if you have a straw. And you're not gonna end up clearing it out. Or but offer a stop, or if you fill it with earth without any necessary intention. Machlik is a reason rabbanan. So the Gemara they bring is that's a machlik reason rabbanan. Because that's what the Mishnah says about if you have a house that's filled with Tevin and Travis and you nullify it's gonna be bottle, which sounds like, yeah, if you have mabatlet, yes, then if not, not. And that Rabbi says and disagrees. So Taisi is bothered. So why is that we bring from that Mishnah, according to what we're saying, but it doesn't say anything regarding Tevin. So how can you learn from over there that Tevin needs to have Bittel, and also that it's going to be effective? So it's Taisus. I've got the Messina, all this Larry Rabban, the Tevin, although you're right in the Mishnah, all this, like we said before, the Rabban don't mention anything regarding Tevin. Mikamakam, however, Mikol Shekin to offer, for sure, regarding that of earth, Shamina, the Bai Bittel. You obviously see that you need to have Bittel, because if earth, like that Mishnah is discussing, needs Bittel, Tevin, which is more Chashim, for sure needs to have Bittel. And this, that it was obvious to them that Tevin of Bitlav Amid, Rabbanan, that you have straw and you nullify it according to Rabbanan, it's going to be Mid. Shabbat Shemin of Akoshkin decreed the Tvud of Mahani Bitl. So for sure you know that the pile of grain, for sure Bitl is going to be effective. And most definitely that straw, which is less Chashim than the grain with the food, because it's not just the Tvud itself, that for sure Bitl is going to be effective. So again, we know from either side that you need it or that it's going to be effective. Additionally, Tess explains regarding once he wrote that Gemara in Sukkah, Vada Kama Hasam, and this that the Gemara says about it that offers Tam. Machlik is Rabbi Rabbanan, when you just put in earth, unspecified, Machlik is Rabbi Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, needs Bittel, that's obvious from the Mishnah says it's all this, have a Mutzal Meimanami, that truthfully they could have said also, that often when you have earth, and you don't intend to even get rid of it, the Bahan Nami plagued Rabbanan, that even the Rabbanan disagree. I mean, they say delay bottle, that's actually not going to be nullified, and we can't Bittel, unless he explicitly comes and he nullifies it. And that is, don't say that earth, that you're not going to end up clearing it out, is Bittel. And that's what they said over there. That bun hold that off a bitl is going to be involved. And that says, no. Because the einos lefanois lam hane bitlur, not having intention to clear it out is not the same as bitlur. Like it's obvious from the Gemara over there. Elam shor mebisi nakar avastam. So why did they pick avastam? It's for the other opinion of mebisi to tell the teacher that according to him that even regular earth does not need bitlur. And the Gemara was not concerned to go lengthy and to pick both to tell you the lachas of both avastam and of einos lefanois. It rather picked that of mebisi and avastam to tell you that even over there, that it does not require a bitl.